League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I found another positive. They scored in the second half. How about that? We forgot to mention how they turned it around in the second half and actually played much better offensively.
Scores in the second half,
Now they played like crap in the first half. You know, in some, a lot of times when you've got a bye week that's right ahead of you, that's like a, you know, it's a look ahead. And a lot of teams won't play well right before a bye week because they're looking forward to, and I would imagine after 13 games, they're really looking forward to being off the field.
Yeah, they needed this.
They needed this badly. So that was nice.
And Christian Harris will probably be back after the bye week.
You said he passed away.
Yeah, you said
he died. How's he
gonna play? 2024 season passed.
Well, it's still 2024 when they come back.
Yeah, but maybe there's something. Maybe they end up paying the ransom and they get him back.
Whoever's holding him hostage. He's just being held hostage.
I assume he's being held hostage. We were told not to ask about him anymore.
So by an AFC rival, who?
I don't know. If I had
Auburn
to guess.
Auburn fans, because he's an Alabama player. What do you think?
If I had to guess, I think maybe the Titans have something to do with it. Yeah, I would say maybe the Titans have something to do with it. I mean, they had Rashad Evans previously in Alabama.
I got a question for you, too. Do you agree with the AP top 25 today? Oregon 1, Texas. Penn State is 3, Notre Dame is 4. Georgia is 5. Okay, so Penn State is going to play Oregon. One of them, I think if Penn State beats Oregon, they might even be the one seed. Texas is going to, although Texas beating Georgia would make them the one seed more than likely if Oregon loses. But, okay, Penn State would be the two seed. Oregon will be the one seed if they beat Penn State. Texas will be the two seed. Georgia will move up to the two seed behind Oregon or Penn State if they beat Texas. Notre Dame is locked into the five seed. They can't have a bye. Tennessee is going to be up there and have a home game. Ohio State is up there right now at with a home game at number 7. Although Texas might fall into that 6 or 7 slot, 5 or 6 slot, and might be kicking Ohio State down if they lose. Georgia would be kicked out of the top 5 if they lose, so Ohio State will still have a home game. SMU will be the 3 seed if they win their game against Clemson. Clemson will not be the 3 seed, though, if they win. Not after their loss to South Carolina.
No.
Clemson, as a matter of fact, might be the 5 seed. And it would be Arizona State moving into the 3 and Boise moving. I don't think they want Boise to have a bye. If everything plays according to Hoyle and Arizona State wins, I think Arizona moves into the 4 and Boise would be the 5 seed.
Arizona State, yeah.
Arizona State.
What a job Arizona State's done.
Man, and they're good.
Dude,
they are good.
Dillingham has kicked major ass.
Scatabo should be in New York.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, Scatabo's really that good. I mean, Hunter wins. Genty
Hunter
will be
is
2.
Like one. It's a 1-1,000.
Hunter wins, 100, and he locked it up this weekend for sure. Genty will be 2nd. Well, I mean, maybe so. I mean, who else?
I think Scadaboo is if Cam Ward just lost.
Dylan Brooks? Not Dylan Brooks. I'm sorry. Dylan Gabriel?
Dylan Gabriel will be there. Dylan Gabriel will be there.
So you think
there.
They may have – you think they have
but
four?
But Scadaboo should be your fourth guy.
Yeah, maybe so. If you have four. They don't always have four.
They
frequently
they
have
five.
Three. I think most sometimes, of the time they have three.
It depends on how the vote goes. Sometimes they have five. But I really believe Scadaboo is one of the best players in the country. He just doesn't – because he plays at Arizona State, they just don't see it. And we could possibly have two three-loss teams. Georgia, if they lose, is in. They'll just get moved down. And Alabama is possibly in. I think South Carolina should be in instead of Alabama. But they beat them heads up. I don't know. What do you think, Del? Miami get in or no?
The only shot they have is if SMU beats Clemson. If SMU beats Clemson, then it becomes, do you take two-loss Miami with two losses by a total of 9 points over an Alabama team with three? Because at this point, because of what happened against Syracuse, they're going to have to contend with three-loss SEC if Clemson loses. Because I think SMU would get in if they lose to Clemson. Three-loss SEC team. And Miami doesn't have a win that matches because Alabama has the Georgia win. Ole Miss, which has the Georgia win too. But they don't have a quote-unquote bad loss. We saw Georgia Tech push Georgia to the limit. Syracuse is not a bad football team. That's the only shot they got. Clemson has to lose. And then you can go, well, you can put them at the last spot. They only have two losses on the road. The committee has talked about close losses aren't as damaging as you think.
I think they'll put a fourth SEC
I'm not
team
disagreeing. I'm just saying you
so
asked me
Georgia,
how it happens.
Georgia barely beat Georgia Tech. It was not a good game. They had to come from behind to do it.
Yeah.
By any accounts, it's not a great win for them. They go into multiple overtimes. It was a pretty – no one had good – two-point plays dialed up until one team decided to run a running back for once. The first time somebody ran a running back instead of a quarterback,
easy.
They get in, the game's over, basically. But if they go in and let's say they get their ass kicked by Texas, let's say Texas beats them 14, there's no chance that harms them after an unimpressive win against Georgia, unimpressive win against, was it Vanderbilt or Missouri who they barely beat? Like, Georgia has just...
It was Kentucky they barely... That was early.
It was Kentucky, yeah. It was Kentucky they barely beat. Georgia has just really been...
And I'll tell you this. I think South Carolina's playing... And it should count for how you're playing now.
That's a team you don't
want to
see. South
Carolina is a better team right now than Alabama is.
Yes, they are.
Even though Alabama beat them.
I agree. I think they're better than Tennessee, too.
Yep.
I watched a lot of the Clemson game because that was the 11 o'clock game. South Carolina went in there and won. Lenore Sellers is a tremendous athlete. Clemson could not tackle him. But that's a game where you're like, which team decided they wanted to lose this more?
Sometimes that happens.
And now, well,
hey, A&M and Texas
now
had
it's a
some
rivalry
of that.
Game.
Texas tried to lose
a rivalry game.
Both teams are ranked, so that adds some intrigue. And obviously, it feels like it matters more. But that was not a well-played football game. But they won, so they'll get credit. But
look at how nasty the rivalry games were. South Carolina-Clemson wasn't a good game. That wasn't played well.
Alabama-Auburn wasn't a good
Texas,
game.
Texas-Texas A&M, Auburn-Alabama, Michigan-Ohio State. Nobody really played. It was not played well. They were grimy games.
Yes.
Grimy games, to be sure. And they had a lot. There was a lot. Like, if Alabama still has a chance to get in. Had they lost, they would have been out.
Well, they got more than a chance. I think Alabama, if SMU wins, I think the committee would rather, and I think the SEC and everybody involved would rather have four SEC teams than two ACC teams.
I typically love watching SEC football. It's the most talented and all that. It's not been good this year.
No,
and
it's not.
I would argue if there's a year to leave out a fringe SEC team, it would be this year.
I guess you would say that since you mentioned it, how the SEC has this influence. If the committee does take matchups into question, you mentioned Notre Dame's probably a five. Would they prefer Notre Dame hosting Alabama, which Jalen Milroe's hit or miss, or do they want Catholics versus convicts and go send Cam Ward up there to Indiana for that game. If we talk about matchups, I'll ask you guys. Let's forget about the committee.
I'd rather have Alabama.
Okay.
I think Alabama-Notre Dame is a huge marquee game.
Yeah, but I'm trying to put together the best game relative to how teams played this year, and you just told me South Carolina is better than Alabama,
so
which I don't disagree with.
South Carolina up to Notre Dame?
Well, I'm just saying that
South
Carolina
doesn't have the name.
No. Who are the SEC teams that get in?
Tennessee, Georgia,
Tennessee's in,
Texas.
Right, with two losses. Tennessee's in. Georgia's
and listen,
in.
Arizona State
Texas
might be the five. Arizona State might be the five seed, not Notre Dame.
Well, are they going to make Arizona State the four, or are they going to make them a five?
No, Arizona State would automatically, if SMU is the three and Boise is the four, Arizona is automatically the five.
It's not – are they going to – I thought it was the four highest-ranked get the bye. They would force Notre Dame to be a six because Arizona State won their conference?
Yeah.
I know they have
sure –
I know
the conference winner
well,
goes
they're
up
automatically
there.
In, but I don't think they are guaranteed the five. I think they're automatically in. Because once you get past four, why would you guarantee the five seed to the next conference champion?
Oh yeah, well yeah, right. Because Boise wouldn't be. Boise's a is a.
Because
I don't know. I don't know.
I the rules are a bit murky if we haven't studied them.
It's right here. The four highest ranked conference champions will be seeded 1 through 4, and receive a first round bye. The fifth conference champ will be seeded where it was ranked.
Yeah.
Or at number 12 if it is outside the top 12.
Yeah, so likely Notre Dame is – they're going to give Notre Dame the five, and they'll face the lowest – the last team in.
Yeah, Notre Dame will be the five then.
Yep.
Okay. Notre Dame's a five. Tennessee's possibly the six. Then the loser of Georgia, Texas, and Oregon, Penn State. Ohio State might not host the game.
No, I don't think they're going to.
Well, who's their main competition? Because they beat Penn State head-to-head.
They beat
Indiana head-to-head, too.
Yep.
They
Indiana's
did,
not it.
But
no,
they didn't beat
Indiana.
Georgia.
Indiana's on the road for
sorry,
sure.
Sorry, Dell. They didn't beat Georgia.
They didn't get a chance. And let's say Oregon beats the crap out of Penn State. We saw Ohio State go into Oregon and play a close game. Now, our last impression of this inept offense for Ohio State, but Ohio State has a lot of head-to-head stuff against teams who may take that home game from them, and they may say, hey, we saw them play the number one team in the country and take them to the wire while possibly Penn State gets beat by two scores.
So we had a decent amount of chaos this weekend.
Yes.
What's the next set of reasonable chaos? Penn State over Oregon?
Yeah, but it's chaos in the sense that Oregon loses their one seed, but doesn't
that's all.
They're hosting a home
they're hosting.
But they lose the bye.
I don't know that there's much chaos other than what would create chaos is Clemson winning. Clemson would then be the 12 seed, and we'd find out whether or not SMU has done enough to even get in. I don't know, because they're going to be eighth right now. I'm not sure that they don't fall further than that if they lose to Clemson.
No, you got to win.
Well,
you're going to have to. There's one ACC team, I think.
Well, I'm not sure SMU gets in.
Well,
I don't either.
They'll go up because of the losses ahead of them.
It was arguing Indiana shouldn't get in with one. You think SMU's getting in with two? No.
Then you're
In that case,
then you're talking about how many SEC teams? If then talking about Alabama and South Carolina getting in?
I think four. I think four is the cutoff for the SEC.
Well, then
no, I think Clemson moves in, right? Yeah. And Alabama's in.
You think they take five? Or you think that's the cutoff for four? If you say Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, that's three, who's the fourth?
Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, and Alabama.
And Alabama's the
fourth. And there's four Big Ten?
And there's no Ole Miss.
Ten. Oregon, Penn State.
Indiana.
Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, and Indiana.
Now that's eight. You got the Big 12 champ is nine, Boise or UNLV, depending on when's
ten,
that one.
Notre Dame, 11.
And now you have
the ACC,
who's your last
12.
Spot?
Oh, ACC.
ACC, okay.
That's it.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, good. I mean, I wouldn't say they wouldn't do it, but if you're punishing SMU for losing their ACC title game and handing a spot to three-loss Alabama, who's lost to Oklahoma the way they did,
and
lost to Vanderbilt.
It's the very reason that we have this.
They have 2-6-6 losses on their resume, and you're going to give them a spot over SMU?
This whole 12-team playoffs was supposed to award teams like SMU to prevent this bias from happening. It would be so ironic if one of the lesser Alabama teams we've seen in years and years was awarded a spot over SMU in a 12-team playoff. When the 12-team playoff is supposed to, hey, this gives more teams, more deserving teams, a chance to get in, and then it just turns into an SEC fest again. That would really be ironic.
All right, we got a break. 921 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
That's told these championship games don't hurt you. That's what I was told.
That's the belief.
That's what I was told.
Guess what? It won't hurt the Big Ten or the SEC.
It won't hurt Georgia.
It's really going to hurt the ACC.
Yeah, it is.
It is. All right, time for you to talk about Underdog.
Time to talk about a tremendous weekend of football with Underdog Fantasy. Oh, was it good. Daddy likey. Underdog Fantasy. But basketball, too. Basketball. There's so many things for Underdog Fantasy that they give you a chance to win. It's almost like I'm not sure why they're doing this because they're making it so easy for you guys to win. 50% profit boosters on the NFL or on NBA. Sometimes they give you those 50% or 30% profit boosters in-game where games are actually going on and you can play higher or lower on players based on stats that are already, you know, they start projecting stats using their algorithm, and you can go higher or lower. You could be watching a game and say, you know what? I want to jump in here and play higher on these rebounds. This guy's all over the glass, and the other team looks passive. Man, use your knowledge pre or even in-game to win real money. You can go up to 1,000 times your original play. And when you use promo code Lance, that's promo code Lance, all you have to do is download the app, use promo code Lance on your first deposit. You can win up to $1,000 of bonus. You can earn up to $1,000 bonus cash, and you get a free pick. So, I mean, it's never been easier to get more money, to win more money, and to have more fun watching the games and playing along with them with Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I don't know why I thought this, but I thought, should Texas bring back Tom Herman to help them beat Georgia?
Because of the Sugar Bowl?
The Sugar Bowl kicked their ass.
Should they bring back Sam Ehlinger on the sideline?
Maybe.
He's the one who said, we're back.
Should they? Oh, yeah. If Bevo happens to show up, should
gore that dog?
And if Uggo shows up, should they have a little confrontation? Let's replicate everything that happened that night.
And then I was thinking about
Holly
Rowe. How ugly it's gone for U of H, former U of H coaches. Art Briles can't even stand on the sideline of a game anymore.
Art Briles gets kicked out of Chili's.
People scream Kevin down. Sumlin is tight ends coach at Maryland.
Yeah.
Dana.
He's got to live in Lincoln.
And by the way,
Maryland
has really crapped the bed.
Tom Herman got fired by FAU.
Did he get fired? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, he's done. I mean, they couldn't even wait till the end of the year. It's a beat.
Had to go.
Gotta go.
Yeah, Dana's in Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Who else?
Yeah. But he's still got a U of H guy give him that.
Well, he lived in Stillwater for years. So,
yeah, and West Virginia.
At least he was the head coach. Yeah. No, he was an OC there. Yeah, the OC in
and
Stillwater.
Texas Tech and Lubbock.
Or the OC in Lincoln. And like the temporary OC.
Dana's been in Lubbock, Stillwater, Lincoln, and where's West Virginia?
Morgantown,
yeah. Big, that's big cities.
No wonder he loved it here. I mean, man, the places that he's lived, he's like, man.
And then this team paid him to go away.
Bury me in the H.
Hey, here's the money. Get out of here.
Dana loves Houston, too. It's a shame it didn't work out. Shame. But, man, it's gone badly for U of H coaches. Holy crap. Hey, Willie, just keep this job.
Willie got a push over the weekend. BYU was minus. How about the onside kick and BYU ran it back for a touchdown?
Oh my God!
Houston up 7-0. I love it. I love it by Willie. I think that's a great idea. Just poorly executed, and BYU just like.
Well, you kicked it right up the middle, and he just ran right by the kicker.
It bounced to him. Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah, I mean, you got to kick it off to the side where a football player is.
Let me see. What else are we? No, Art Briles is not coaching American football in Italy. He could.
Wasn't he?
He might be.
Wasn't he?
Oh, he might
at
be.
At one point.
He could be, yeah.
I think he did. He absolutely did, I think.
He had to go to Italy. No one even knows. Wait. You know, Germany and Austria have football. London, there's football programs there.
He's currently
Italy,
the coach.
There's Italian football?
It's called the Italian Football League. He is currently the coach.
It is terrible. And all he's doing is isolating the fastest Italian to run ISO routes just verticals.
Do you think Italian?
This is what we call a four vertical route, but we're only going to send one vertically against Giuseppe because Giuseppe does not have speed.
And we're just going to do this over and
over
again.
We're just going to ISO Giuseppe the whole game.
Do you think Italian sports radio is having conversations? Man, if our best athletes played football.
No, if we could take some of our, Baggio.
Balotelli?
Balotelli. Yeah. He would have been a great football player. American football player.
We would dominate the sport if we had our best athletes like Andrea Pirlo.
They're not doing that. We do that.
If Pirlo played football, we'd be great.
No.
If Gigi Buffon was a starting tight end,
ugly.
We'd be great.
Yeah.
He has a great catch radius.
Yeah.
Gigi Buffon could catch everything. The goalies could be a great tight end in the NFL. Why they don't come to Italy and get the tight end goalie?
This isn't offensive what you're doing.
No, you can do this. Mm.
No, you can.
Yeah,
that's
you
the
can.
Thing, because Italians, we're not sensitive.
Yeah, you're not sensitive.
If Bob,
he made fun. He said something. He made an L and R.
If Baggio played quarterback, how great we would be,
John,
in football.
Would you say it's more sensitive in 2024 or like 2000? The last 24 years, is it more sensitive now or then?
It was more sensitive then.
Than right now?
Then for Italians?
For anybody. Our culture.
Oh.
Society's
I'm talking about, no,
now.
Listen. If you ever watch The Offer, they didn't want The Godfather to be made because it was a, such a stereotypical Italian thing, and they didn't want the Italians to look bad.
And the Italian-American Society had to come after you.
Me.
And what did you do? You ripped
Me.
Up their letter on the air when
on
they
the
asked
air.
You to
I
stop
said, screw
being
you.
Offensive
tell you,
to
I
Italians.
I said, screw you. I could say what
the
I want.
The Italians are very sensitive.
Not anymore, though. Wait, now, oh, we laugh at Lance doing stupid stuff. No.
Maybe we get to some of our non-desirable soccer players and put them in
America. What does that mean?
We give it, you know what they mean. Arthur Brown gets the non-desirable soccer players from Italy. The ones that we don't invite over for baked ziti and eggplant. You go with Art. You go with him. That guy from Baylor, he'll tell you how to run straight in the fast line. Just don't touch the people.
I'm out of this one. I'm out of this one.
Well, just
you're out of it. I thought you weren't sensitive.
I am sensitive. I'm just staying out.
No.
Okay? All right.
Oh, man. We really missed our opportunity if Cannavaro was on the football field. How great would Italy be?
All right, we got more Texans to talk on the other side. If you've got any thoughts on it, you're more than welcome. But right now, we got Zadig Jewelers to talk about.
Zadig Jewelers, fantastic spot for you to go pick up that Christmas gift. You got Christmas, you got a birthday coming up, you've got any of your holidays that you or maybe you just want to get yourself a badass watch. Why don't you head over to Zadig Jewelers? They've got the finest timepieces in the world right there at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It's amazing. When you step in, the watches they have available, men's and women's, but I'm talking to the fellas right now. I'm talking to all of you, actually. You can stop in and get the biggest names in timepieces from around the world, names that maybe you've never heard of. If you're somebody who's really into watches, you've heard of them, you know that Zadig has is a boutique location, meaning they get unique timepieces and carve outs for certain watches they have. They buy, they sell, they trade. And it's not just the biggest name brands. They also have master craftsmen in there and repairmen who have been certified with all of these different watches. And you can take your timepiece in and have them fix it for you. And when you're talking about more expensive family heirlooms, you want to keep those things running properly. You want to be able to hand them down. And that's something that Zadig Jewelers can help you do as well. They buy, But they also, I mean, they sell, but they also buy and trade as well. So they'll buy your watches, they'll trade with you, and of course they'll sell you a watch. Go check out this incredible selection they have. Start online if you want, Z-A-D-O-K, Zadok.com, or just stop on down Post Oak Boulevard at 1801. Stop inside and see what all the fuss is about with Zadok Jewelers.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Get in quickly because we got News of the Weird coming your way next segment. Mark is here, though. He wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Hey, I've been a Steelers fan for a long time, and over the years, you've seen the divas they got at wide receiver, from even the Hines Ward behind-the-scenes reports to the Chase Claypools, the ABs. I don't think there's been anybody that's been more of a head case than George Pickens. I don't know if y'all watched the game yesterday, but it's like these teams know that they can just slightly poke him, and it becomes a dumpster fire.
What happened?
And
I didn't
every
see.
Game. So he just catches cornerback talks to him, and he'll catch a 15-yard out route, and then he'll just start taunting and pushing, and then he gets in the end zone, and he does a gun sign to the fans because the fans are screaming at him. It's such an easy game plan if you want to get into his head, and it causes so much havoc on the team when you got a big play and you got to bring it back because you got a guy making gun sign, making gun hand gestures to the crowd, or scraping the cornerback or bumping it. And Tomlin at the press conference said, you know, he's got to grow up. You can tell it's starting to wear him out. The left tackle, Broderick Jones, grabbed him, and it's starting to make everybody frustrating. And I just want to get y'all's input. I don't think I've ever seen a Steelers receiver of all the subject matter who has been just – it's almost mind-boggling how it does not take much to turn a molehill into a mountain.
Yeah, I mean – I saw he punted. I didn't see the gun stuff. I wasn't really focused on that game much yesterday, but I have seen it throughout the year. It was known at Georgia. You didn't see it as much. He missed most of his last season at Georgia, so we didn't really get to see that. He came back for the playoffs and had a long catch, but I know it is crazy how one organization has been saddled with this many divas at wide receiver. And I mean, they're pains in the ass. Juju Smith-Schuster, he and Chase Claypool were just, it just seemed like TikTok dances were sometimes more important than the games. Antonio Brown, we know that's legendary. I mean, he's going to go down as a generational head case. But it's like, it's all these guys, man. It is constant. Now George Pickens, I'm looking at some of the stuff right now. There's a strong belief growing in Pittsburgh that George Pickens will be dealt this offseason. They're gonna have to get rid of him too. They've dealt all the other wide receivers that turn into pains.
Pickens?
He's a really good wide receiver, but why George Pickens with more money, more guaranteed money, is that gonna make things better? No. He already doesn't listen to Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, and they hit him receivers. Just draft another one.
Yeah. Just go get another receiver.
They do.
Who cares?
They know how to get receivers. But Mike Tomlin is so used to this now. Come on. Pickens ain't Antonio Brown.
Well,
he's just got to grow. But 15-yard penalties that wipe out touchdowns, he just got to grow up, man.
Antonio Brown was.
Hey, we do that with 5-yarders all the time.
That's true. Antonio Brown wasn't Antonio Brown at 23. George Pickens only 23 and doing this. He got hit with 15 for taunting a defensive back after he got tackled. He dropped the ball right on him, and that cost him 15. We're just getting started with George.
I'm convinced that Vontaze Burfict hit on Antonio Brown is what caused him to go crazy.
And by the way, I know Russell Wilson ain't great. He's got 3 touchdowns this year. Maybe relax. He's a good player, but he's got 3 touchdowns this year. He ain't exactly lighting it up. And yet, I'd nominate him. I know this isn't an award, postseason NFL awards, most entertaining player for non-football stuff. I'd vote George Pickens number one. Think about what he provides week to week.
What does he provide?
Well,
he punted yesterday.
He punted a ball into the end zone. He fired off. He pointed finger guns at people. He got hit with taunting for dropping a football
South
on people.
South Carolina guy shot a guy in the face, shot a quarterback in the face.
He was in the chest and the face area. Double
he
tapped
shot
him.
Jackson Dart, I forgot what his last name is. Yeah.
I think he is the most entertaining player in the NBA. I mean, in the NFL, for all the non-football stuff he does.
Who's your most entertaining Texans player?
Azeez Ajay, after yesterday.
You've never been more like the Joker. You just want everything to burn.
He clearly goes to the top of the list after yesterday.
He does.
I watched from I guess, the game ended at about 3:30 or so on a Saturday. I watched, or maybe, at 3 o'clock, whenever the Michigan-Ohio State game ended. From the time that game ended to Azeez Ajay getting thrown out of the game, it was one of the better Saturdays and Sundays for, like, if you want Schadenfreude stuff to happen, across football.
Let
Daryl Johnston to go on a thing about disrespect going on in football. Well, we need to get this thing under control. I was like, relax, Daryl Johnston.
Is Daryl Johnston right, though?
Yeah, he's right.
It depends on how old you are.
After the whole Ajay thing, it was offsetting penalties. Gerald Johnston was absolutely right. Man, he started all of that crap. Al-Shaair should – the Texans did not receive a penalty from that because they retaliated.
Defended their
teammate.
Which
is what they should have done.
Yeah, Evan Engram came over and did what he had to do. No, it should.
The NBA has an instigator rule. If you're the instigator,
hockey too.
Yeah, you get popped with more. The NFL should adopt something like that.
I think they
really should.
I think they will. This should be. He was right about that. The Texans probably should have had a 15-yard penalty, and you can do the rest of your things. You know, you get a 15, you get two of them, you're kicked out of the game. It's like you get a yellow card basically. So you're basically getting yellow cards when they're offsetting personal fouls. Maybe that's a yellow card. You get two, you're out of the game. I think I would be okay with that. But realistically, if it happened to my quarterback, if you guys hit C.J. Stroud like that, I would expect everybody to run over and start causing problems.
Yeah.
I would expect you to get a 15-yard penalty. And, you know, I mean, I try to be fair and consistent about it. If you did that to C.J. Stroud, I'm expecting my players to come over and have his back. But I'm also expecting the guy that did it to get, if it's that blatant, because to me, I thought it was blatant. And I don't care if he's sliding or not. People keep acting like the timing of the slide is the thing. You can't come in with the forearm shiver up to anybody, to the upper body of any, and extend it.
And it's not
very clear on this.
I'm not sure where the defense is coming from, because that's not a reasonable way to tackle anyone.
It's not.
Like, even if you thought, even if it was a running back, and of course the running back's not going to slide, who dives with their forearm out like that?
Nobody does.
He did that because he thought the quarterback might slide. If he thought Trevor Lawrence was going to come after him and try to run him over, he's not diving like that to make that tackle. There's a different type of tackle being made. He knew that
you tackle with your arms open, not with a forearm.
No, it's meant to punish.
He knew that Trevor Lawrence was going to slide, and he was deciding.
But if guys are being held up, sometimes you'll see guys come in with this punishing hit.
One-on-one.
Or if they're coming from the side, and you're going down, they'll hit running backs who are headed down like that. Yes. That's when that happens.
Head up, one-on-one. Who tackles like that?
Back?
Unless
no.
you think the guy's going to go down.
You got to punish the quarterback. His thought is, you got to punish a quarterback who's getting out of there. And I fully admit, Trevor Lawrence pushed how far he could take it. You know, these still shots of, look how far Trevor started his slide. Dude, Trevor was running forward. Azeez Al-Shaair was moving forward. It's a little more bang-bang than some of the still shots make it look. With that said, you don't come with the forearm. You don't come...
No.
Lead with forearms. You just don't do it.
This happens all the time. You don't lead to the head with your forearm. That's all.
And Jeremy said he hit him in the chest. It wasn't.
He hit him in the head, Jeremy. Jeremy, stop.
Jeremy
you gotta
said.
Be contrarian about it. Stop, Jeremy. It was egregious, and it was. I mean, everyone. It's unanimous in the NFL, dude. What are you doing? Dude, don't.
Well,
did
you see Kurt Warner?
What did Kurt Warner say?
Here, I'll bring it up right now. Kurt Warner said this.
Well, Kurt Warner's probably got CTE from all this.
Oh,
no, stop that. Stop it. Just because you don't like something, you start throwing CTE at people. This is, come on. Come on, John.
While you're looking that up, did you see that Josh Allen's ex-fiance, she was being taunted, I guess, a little
Haley's-
bit?
Ex-fiance?
His ex-girlfriend. She was being.
I thought they just got engaged.
It's not Haley Steinfeld. It's the girl before her. She was being taunted by the fact that Josh is now engaged, and she goes, "Well, instead of being with the player, I'm with someone who runs a team, and it's better than being with some CTE athlete."
Oh, what?
God. Yeah.
Oh God.
And then she goes, "Oh, I was hacked. I was hacked.
She was hacked."
Yeah, she did not say that.
My mouth was just hacked, too.
My mouth was hacked?
Yeah, my mouth was just hacked.
You should blame your mouth being hacked for all the things you say.
Yeah. All right. Lance, we got a break.
Yeah.
We got news of the weird coming your way.
I
don't care what
he basically thought the slide was too. He thought the slide was too late, and they're going to have to. He just thinks they're going to have to do something about the slide rule because he understands why defensive players
not with
have
a forearm.
Time.
Not with a forearm. You don't come after him anyway. Time for you to talk about. I understand. What about jewelry?
No.
Well, I just talked about that.
What about powder coating?
Yeah.
Oh, you already talked about that.
I didn't talk about Robin.
John, no. You want to talk about Robin.
I want to talk about Robin. I want to talk about Houston Powder Coaters. I want to talk about how great Houston Powder Coaters are. I want to talk about all the stuff that they're doing throughout the entire city. Now, not only the entire city, how about this, too? They're getting into the concrete game. Are you kidding me? They're like, so you got an outdoor, you got outdoor furniture, right? Well, you want to put in an outdoor patio because they can do that too, because that's what they'll do that too. All right, but everywhere you look, if you go to the Woodlands and you go to the Waterway, Houston Powder Coaters is all over that. You go to NRG, Houston Powder Coaters. You go downtown, the Giant Ferris Wheel, Houston Powder Coaters. Houston Powder Coaters is touching your life and you don't even know it. Okay, all over the city, down to Kima Boardwalk. They've done a bunch of work down there. You want it to stay looking great. You want it to look new. If you've got a business and you've got stuff rusting out, you've got gates or fences rusting out, they'll come to you. Here's the deal. Houston Powder Coaters will pick up and deliver absolutely free all residential stuff. They'll come to your business, though, if you need them to come to your business. So you're looking for a great way for stuff to look good, for it to look new, so that people aren't going, "Man, this is all shungad. I don't want to be here at this business." No, you want it to look nice, and that's what Houston Powder Coaters is here for. All right? I need you to go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin that you heard it right here, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
There's a lot of weird. So did you guys see the guy riding the steer into the Texas A&M Texas game on the streets of College Station?
No, I did not see that.
Oh, yeah. A dude was a cowboy hat. He had a dog with him, carrying a dog, and he's riding a steer down the street in College Station. And they kicked him out.
That one.
Sorry, you can't bring your steer here.
That should do nothing to hurt the stereotype that that's what we all are, just a bunch of people riding steers.
I mean, people are walking to the game, and here he is riding.
What the hell's going on?
I mean, the thing's got horns. No wonder they kicked him out. They said, "You got to go, pal." I mean, that thing gore anybody, and we got some problems. And then Texas just gored Texas A&M on the field. A New Zealand Navy ship hit a reef and sank. The crew mistakenly left it on autopilot. Don't you think that autopilot would be able to? Is autopilot too stupid to avoid a reef?
Yeah, maybe. I don't trust autopilots. These people with their self-driving cars. Somebody told me the other day, is your self-driving, John? Yours isn't, right?
Or is it? It is. No, but it's kind of. It's got. Yeah, it'll self-drive when I put it on cruise control. Yes. It won't park for
it
me.
Just
it
reads,
won't park.
Really? Like it can self-drive?
Yeah.
See, I don't trust any of that stuff. I'm not
trying
to do that.
Well, then they say, if you look, listen, it's scary. This AI technology is scary. When I look and I'm talking to somebody that's in a passenger seat while the cruise is on, it's like, look ahead, look straight ahead. And I'm like, how the hell do you know that I'm looking to my right? And it's crazy what it does. Now, it doesn't park and do all that crap that the other cars do, but and I don't want it to park. No, thank you. I'll park myself. Apparently, Great Britain and Australia are having a spy shortage, and recruiting the next generation is proving difficult. I could see where this would be a difficult spy generation, right?
Yeah.
Do you want your kids to be a spy?
I mean, Yeah, there's one or two. Yeah, I think a couple of them, they've got a better chance to be a spy than. How much, like, college costs too much. Just go train to be a spy. Do it
That'd
on someone else. You don't have to go to a spy. I don't have to pay for a spy school, do I?
I don't know. Does the government pay for spy school?
They generally
I don't know.
Recruit you.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You gotta, like, no one
they
will ever see Mason
recruit
coming.
Kids that are, they usually recruit kids that are already in college or out of college.
I'll, yeah, but who's going to see Mason coming? He doesn't look like a spy at
I'll
all.
I'll teach anyone out there, if you are asked to pay for spy school, think of it just like paying for modeling. You're not really a model. You're not really a spy.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Right. If you pay for spy school, hey, maybe we should start up a spy school.
And
you know
get
how much
dumb
money
people.
We make?
If you're too dumb to realize it's not really a spy school and you're paying for it, obviously you can't be a spy.
A 13-year-old boy was accused of being involved with a gang, so his parents sent him to Africa. Now he's suing his parents for sending him to Africa. Dell, do you feel like your brother could sue your dad for sending him to Africa? Did he think
is
he was
there
a
statute of limitations on this? Because this happened like 28 years ago, 30 years ago.
I know, but even still, I don't know if there's a statute of limitations, but I feel like he should sue your dad.
Well, why do you want my dad to be sued?
Because your brother. He's your blood.
You don't
too.
Know my brother. You don't know if he deserved to be sent somewhere else. Maybe it was the best thing for him. Maybe it was the best thing for him. Maybe he would.
Maybe it was tough love.
Maybe he would have been in more trouble staying here. He wasn't in a gang, but he hung out with gang members.
He did?
Yes.
Oh, well, no wonder. That beat it.
Well, yeah.
Go to Africa.
Now that you have more context, stop trying to get my dad
Everybody
sued.
Who's trying to be in a gang, send them to Africa.
Well, I mean, you can't just send everyone to Africa.
I don't know. I don't know.
John,
you
just,
don't know.
Just watch it.
You don't
the
know.
Whole, the, as long as you don't say go back. Say we're sending them. Don't say go back.
Oh.
Be careful.
Easy.
Just be
I
careful.
I never said anything
as
like
I
it.
Said, be careful. Just be careful.
A dead patient's eye went missing at Patna Hospital. Doctors say a rat gnawed it off.
Oh, what kind of hospital
is this? Do you feel like this is a hospital that you don't want to be in?
Yeah, I don't want to be in a hospital where the rats gnaw off people's eyes.
Yeah.
No.
I just don't feel like that's a great place to get better. I just feel like, nah. I mean, I just feel like I'd rather be. And finally, brain rot is Oxford's word of the year. Brain rot is the word of the year. It's supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state, especially viewed as a result of overconsumption of material, particularly online content, considered to be trivial or unchallenging.
That's actually, I think that's real. I think we're going to find when studies are done, and they've probably already been done, I think we're going to find this is 100% real, that we get dumber by just scrolling.
Oh, TikTok has made us all a lot dumber.
Yeah.
There's no question. Yeah. TikTok has made everybody dumber. Yeah. And look at it's a Chinese.
If you're looking to learn from TikTok, you're on the wrong algorithm.
Oh, man.
I mean, TikTok, depending on who you are, just watch the dancing. That's all.
Well, watching those dances and all that idiocy all day long.
Do you ever watch that girl who makes walking bets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Does that make you dumber or smarter?
All I'm telling you, there's an app. Just make sure your algorithm has this. The dancing fitness girls, you don't feel too bad because they're all like in their mid-20s, so it's not too creepy. You're like, you know what? I can be dumb for an hour. Just start scrolling.
Just know how much money you're making them.
Yeah.
Scroll.
I understood.
Sophia Rain or whatever.
I don't
came
have
out
to pay her directly.
$43 million this year.
Oh, yeah. Did you see what's her name? Rains?
Sophia Rain made $43 million.
$43 million.
Other people are saying, other influencers are saying that's not true. We know how it's much not. People make, and there's no way she made that much.
$43 million.
I don't care how much she made. If it's $4.3 million, that's insane to me.
Yeah. No.
Who's got it better than Hot Girls? Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Except the Harbaughs. Except the Harbaughs. Except when they play each other. Then somebody's got it bad.
Not John last night.
Jim, nope. Look at this hot girl. Don't care. I'm busy trying to run this gap. I'm busy trying to run gap plays and get 3.5 yards of carry. We're just trying to sit here and eat the clock up and win in Atlanta. But look
That's
at this
do.
Girl that don't care.
Don't care. No. All right, we're
done.
He never
scrolls. He doesn't scroll. You know what his timeline looks like? Just a bunch of beef, a bunch of, like, steak channels.
And milk.
And milk.
Yeah.
And football plays.
That's it.
That's all it is. His timeline is clean. It doesn't look like one of ours.
I mean, shout out to Kirk Cousins. Oof.
Mine's clean.
What a game by Kirk Cousins yesterday. Woof.
Oh, it might be Michael Penix time. Might be Michael Penix time. We'll see. All right, we're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Dell and Mapes are next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Got new game day locations in NASA Clear Lake area, Spring, Pearland, downtown is coming. Pearland, I believe downtown is coming tomorrow. Pearland opened up last week. So did Spring. I mean, their game day. There's going to be game day locations all over. Now, game day is different. Game day is really, really cool. I got a call from my old low T provider, and they were like, "Hey, are you going to come back?" And I was like, "Nah, I'm sorry. I'm in a better place now. I'm in a better place because I love the way game day goes about it. First of all, they're so educated. They know they have lab technicians in house. It is the lab thing. They've got labs right there in every location. It is very complicated, and you have to know what you're doing, and you have to make sure that lab is working perfectly every time. And they do, and this is what they do. So when you go and you get your free evaluation, which other places charge like up to $150 just to find out whether or not you need their services, Game Day says, no. You're going to be a client of ours. We're not going to charge you to find out whether or not you're going to be a client. Absolutely free. So you get that absolutely free, but you find out right away as opposed to a week later when the other guys get their lab results back. That's not the case at Game Day Men's Health. Game Day Men's Health right here, right now, and they've got professionals that are going to tell you how you get exactly the way you want to get. You want to help if you've got ED problems. You want to get skinnier. You want to get bigger, stronger. Whatever it is that you're looking for, they've got it at Game Day Men's Health. Game Day Men's Health. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. It's different. It's better. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.